There are so many reasons to love Subaru of Gwinnett. And this April, Subaru of Gwinnett is working hand-in-hand with the community because Subaru loves the earth. From being the largest corporate donor to the National Parks Foundation to planting over a million trees, we wrap our arms around the community. It's part of the Subaru Love Promise, our commitment to improving lives in the communities where we live and work. And it's just one reason why Subaru is more than a car company. Visit Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth to learn more about how we're taking action.
The Braves Radio Network channel on the Podcast Park is brought to you by Truist Bank. When you start with care, you get a different kind of bank.
And we're back. It is Pregame Daily here on the Braves Radio Network with Chris Domino. I'm Kevin McAlpin. Kicking off opening week 2024. Braves will be in Philadelphia coming up on Thursday afternoon for opening day. And Chris, you and I got a chance to get together yesterday. Braves played to a 5-5 tie against the Red Sox. Final spring tune-up for Max Fried, bit of a back-down start, and I thought it was really fun listening to him after the game yesterday when Mark Bowman asked him, are you ready to start the regular season? He said, yes. And I think that's probably a common consensus with 2 days left in camp. These guys can't wait to head north and these games going for real on Thursday.
Yeah, it's interesting because I went down there last week again, and it was sort of that time. You could just tell. It was time to ask guys, all right, you ready? You're good? And the answer was yes. I will say a couple of guys said it didn't feel that long this year. It didn't feel that, you know, Groundhog Day-ish. But last week, coming off the day off on Tuesday, everybody said, okay, we're good. Now, you know, the pitchers got to finish up. The games were on the schedule. They sold some tickets. I get all that stuff. But I don't think it was one of those, like, 3 weeks in where guys were antsy. I just think it was sort of this last week that everybody said, okay, they knew where they were going to go. They're going to be on the road for two series has started up. I'm sure they're looking forward to getting home. It's wrapping up, as the world likes to say, and they're going to start counting for real on Thursday.
Should be a good one. We'll talk more about the Braves and Phillies later on this week. But yesterday we saw Max Fried and the everyday lineup and Sean Murphy. How about two bombs from Murph? Yeah. And I'm kind of curious to see what he looks like this year. He had a great first season in a Brave uniform. He was an all-star for the first time in his career. But Chris, I don't know how you feel about it, but I'm really excited to see what next steps he can take. Remember, Matt Olson, a little bit of a slow start in year one, and then year two, he hits 54 homers. I feel like Murph could be on a same trajectory this year where he had a good year last year and maybe really throttles that thing even more forward here in 2024.
Yeah, the offense had their brakes slammed on him, though, last year in the second half. Matt Olson was the first one to point it out at Braves Fan Fest in January. I had a chance to sit down with Matt Olson, and he was the first one who said to me, hey, look, I'm going to tell you. And it was sort of like just two guys talking, except he knew we were recording it. He said, I know what I felt like in year two to be settled in and to know the routine, to know what the daily is going to be. And he absolutely, Matt Olson said, it helped him in year two. The Freddie Freeman stuff was done at that point. You're an everyday player for the Braves. And I think with Murphy, I think there might be, and again, I think Matt was the one person who pointing it out to me, it made the most sense for him to do it, that this could really be a better year for Sean Murphy, certainly in the second half of the year when it slowed down for him offensively. Look, his job priority one is to catch and do it really well. But we do say if you get the offense, it's like JT Realmuto. When you get offense from a catcher, and there's been a handful of guys in the last handful of years that give you that. Sean Murphy's capable of it. It was a good day to see yesterday.
And he's probably going to be doing out of the seventh spot of the order. Again, a guy that could be 20, 25, 30 homers hitting seventh for you. That, I think, once again goes to highlight how deep this lineup is, how dangerous they can be on a daily basis, and why I think, I know some other teams probably are getting a little more attention, see the Los Angeles Dodgers. To me, I would take the Braves 1-9 over just about anybody else.
I think that seems to be the consensus. I think everybody says, you know, at the end of the day, if we're going to do the 26-man roster thing, you do have to look at rotations, eighth and ninth inning guys, and then you do whatever you want. But lineup-wise, you know, 1-9, especially if Jerry Kelnick actually gives you anything, I'm not sure anybody could really argue that the Braves don't offer the best complete day-to-day lineup in all of baseball. I'll go one more with Murphy. The idea that he's hitting seventh, certainly he shouldn't feel pressure because there's going to be enough opportunities to drive and runs with guys on in front of him. But the other big thing is that it's probably the only position, is it not? Now, well, I'll say two. With Adam Duvall here, And with Murphy and d'Arnaud, it really looks like the only place that you might be pinch hitting over the course of a game, right? Late in the game, if you like a matchup better, you substitute your catchers with a pinch hit appearance. If you want to do something in left field because of the bullpen, you now have an opportunity to do it. You know, there is not a lot of places on this team and in this lineup where you'd be pinch hitting for somebody, but those are the two that really do exist.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you would look at a guy like Kelnick. You bring a tough lefty in late in the game,
yep.
And you've got a guy like Adam Duvall who still has the power he has, especially in this building. We talked about his numbers the other day, 30 homers, 80 RBI, and 145 career games at Truist Park. So, yeah, you're right. It's not a team that the lineup really fluctuates a whole lot. Your everyday players like to play every day. But, yeah, that is probably the only two spots where you could see changes. And, you know, I think it was either last year or 2 years ago that we joked on the pregame show about all the different combinations early.
Yeah.
In the
yeah.
I don't think we're going to see that here this year.
Yeah. I think was it 2 years ago where I said, let's put the over under on. Yeah. I think it was 9 games in a row where we wouldn't see the same lineup. And yeah. I think it might've pushed to an over, right? Didn't it go to at least 10?
I think
it doesn't
was
feel like that's going to be the case this year.
It was like 11 of the first 15 games was a different lineup, something like that. I remember it was just a ridiculous number. I don't think we're going to come close. If we come close to that this year, something's gone horrifically wrong.
Yeah, or we find out that somebody is not pitching with his left hand or his right hand. He's pitching with his foot.
Right.
Because there's only a certain number of places that you're going to make the substitutions based upon who's on the mound, lefty or righty, for the other guy.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, real quick, I know that the guys on the morning show today asked me if they had a concern with the team. Joe Hamm asked, he said, other than injuries, is there an area of this team that you have any kind of concern with? And I kind of racked my brain. I thought, well, my starting rotation is solid. My bullpen's even better. My everyday lineup proved it last year. I think right now that would be my main concern would be health. I don't know how you feel about it. Is there an area Chris Domino looks at with this team and says, this is one that I have maybe circled as one to keep an eye on here this year.
No, I'm along with the health thing. This is my team. I roll it out. It's like the man said in Hoosiers. That's my team. That's who's going to play. There'll be things that happen. There's going to be a bunch of starters who get a start. I think it was 15 or 16 different guys who got a start last year for the Braves, but this is the lineup. And the only way it's not your lineup is really if something happens from a health point of view. So no, I'm kind of in line. Look, it's nice to be living in a place where you go, what's my best case scenario? Well, that's really good. What's my worst case scenario? Not as bad as some other people's. And it really will be dependent more than anything else on health of your everyday guys.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. And look, you could say the same for 30 major league teams. The wrong two guys get hurt and your season can flip on a dime. But I was trying to find an area where I was concerned with, and I'm like, not really. It's a good place to be here on March the 25th, isn't it?
Yeah. The one thing I will ask, though, I guess Arcia is kind of an interesting guy for me. What will he do? Look, if he can make every play at shortstop, then he's going to be your shortstop every day. That's what his job is. But again, any offense you get out of him, he turned into one of those bargain guys based upon what you didn't pay him. And I don't know offensively what he's going to be. If he has to be the guy who carries the load for 150 this year, we'll see. But I would say offensively, I have a little bit more suspect on him, even more than Jarrett Kelnick, Adam Duvall as a combo out in left field. I'm not sure what RC is going to give you offensively. I know what he has done in the past. I know what you're not paying him. Those were all good things. And as long as he can pick it and make the plays, he'll be your shortstop. But I'm just a little bit – I don't know what his offense expectation is, and I don't know what he's going to actually do with those expectations.
Well, and your issue becomes Braden Shumake. He's over there now. Vaughn Grissom's over there now. So you really don't have a backup plan at AAA, at least as of now. That absolutely could change. But I guess I understand where you're coming from there. That would be a bit of a concern should something happen, but let's be honest, middle infielders, they're a little bit easier to replace than, say, a stud starting pitcher or someone like that.
Yeah, and again, I think like we talked about, Sean Murphy, the offense that you get from him, and you do expect offense. You're paying him, and he's a good offensive player, but I think Arcia is the guy that, it's bonus time too, because if I would have told you 2 years ago, let me tell you who the starting shortstop for the Braves is going to be in back-to-back years. You would have said, I'm trying to even think when the hell he came to the team and what month it was that he actually got here. So 2 years ago, like if we would have asked this early enough, you wouldn't have even known that this guy was going to be a possibility, let alone having back-to-back opening day. He's our starting shortstop situations.
Yeah. No doubt. And you know the Philly fans will be ready to jump on him.
Oh, yeah.
Anything, any opportunities
yeah.
that they get coming up on yep. Thursday. You think they've forgotten about what happened
nope.
last year? No, I don't think so.
Nope. They think they won. Look, they did win the series. That's all that mattered. But they won the moment.
Yeah.
You know, that we know that the Bryce Harper picture is one of three that's lining the walls somewhere in their stadium. So, yeah, they Phillies fans have – if I've seen it, Phillies fans have seen it. So, yeah, they're going to give him the business every time they get an opportunity to.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be electric atmosphere. We'll talk more about the Phillies coming up later on in the week. Do want to thank the fine folks at Beaver Toyota and Beaver Direct. They are back sponsoring us again here in 2024. They've got me behind the wheel of the all-new Sequoia. We drove that thing down to Orlando to see the mouse over winter break. It was an absolute pleasure to drive the Sequoia down there. And I do want to thank Beaver Toyota, Beaver Direct, the newest and easiest way to shop for your next Toyota car, truck, SUV. If you're looking for it, they don't have it. They're going to find it for you in a matter of days. They'll drop it off at your office for a test drive. They will take good care of you. So if you want to start your car buying experience, and let's be honest, Chris, there's not a lot of times where you go, boy, I can't wait to go shopping for a new car.
Yeah.
Beaver Toyota, they are the best in the business, and I can promise you they'll take good care of you. It's very rare you find a group like that, but my friends up there in Cumming will take very good care of all of our listeners all season long.
And again, I have an 18-year-old in a Toyota at college. When you're talking about safety, I feel much, much better about her being in a 4Runner than I would in really any other vehicle. So that is part of it as well when you have kids on top of everything else, whether young like yours or a little bit older who are driving like mine.
Yeah, I almost cringe just thinking about how fast those years go by. And we got some friends in the neighborhood that are dealing with their kids starting to drive.
Yep.
So it'll be here before we know it. Hey, speaking of folks we want to thank, Chris, also want to thank the folks at Lincoln Capital Advisors, Blake and Jim and their entire staff. We talked about them last summer about the home buying process, the interest rates, all the fine print. They have helped me refinance my home equity line this offseason, and they are the best in the business. I know you know those guys as well as anybody. They'll take good. There's a lot of things that go in. There's a lot of, boy, I signed a lot of paperwork the other night, but I felt a lot better doing it after consulting with the folks at Lincoln Capital Advisors.
Yeah, look, this is not, it's not for the faint of heart, and it's not just picking up a newspaper or going online and going, oh, I think I'll do that. Well, okay, that's nice. You better go to people who actually know how to do it, because it is a lot of paperwork and it's a long time commitment. And Lincoln Capital Advisors, when they say trusted mortgage advisors, that's a real thing. Look, LincolnCapitalAdvisors.com, LincolnCapitalAdvisors.com in Roswell, 678-527-1150, 678-527-1150. They are there to make sure and ensure that you understand everything, but they're also there to get you the best deal, whether you're looking at maybe a rental property, an investment property, or thinking about, is it a good time to buy or sell? These guys over there will absolutely steer you in the right direction.
Yeah, it looks like interest rates could be coming down. That's great news. So if you are looking to buy or refinance, give them a call and visit them online, LincolnCapitalAdvisors.com. Chris, it's good to be back with you here to start the season. This is like our unofficial kickoff. I know we did it yesterday on the Braves Radio Network, like riding a bike, man. We're back in the saddle, and I'm excited for what this team could accomplish here in 2024. Obviously, the hopes and the aspirations of the guys in that clubhouse are high, rightfully so. And isn't it nice to be in a position where we are hearing World Series or bust, and you're not just rolling your eyes going, ah, they're just saying what they have to say. I mean, these guys are focused. They're really driven. And I think that you're going to see that from day one here coming up on Thursday.
I don't know if it's going to be a record breaking type season. Oh, wait, here's next one up. Here's next one up individually and collectively. I don't know if that's going to happen again. I do know this. The Braves are good enough to know that every night as a Braves fan, you have a chance to win that game. There's going to be reasons why you do. There's going to be reasons why you don't. But it's a little bit different right now in this city for the Braves country fans, no matter where they are, to know that there aren't a lot of teams that get an opportunity to say, if they roll it out to the mound, we have a chance to win today. Not like, oh, I hope. As Brian Snicker said, there was, when he took over, this idea that we were hoping to win today. He was driving to the ballpark hoping to win. He drives to the ballpark expecting to win. And as Braves fans, that's a really good place to be. It's not false hope. It's not, you know, false sense of anything at this point. It's just the team is good enough to have it happen.
Makes our job a lot easier, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, listen, I've been around the alternative, brother. Ooh. Oh, oh,
yeah.
No, I don't want to go through that again.
Yeah, let's not do that ever again.
I'd like to be long retired if that ever happens again. I'd like to be long gone, living in, you know, living down close to the equator to stay warm. I don't, in the rest of whatever my time is covering this team, I'd really like to not have to go back to those days.
You don't want to put the white slip-ons on just
no.
yet and move south.
No.
You're not ready for those.
No. Listen, I'm having a good time. You know, this a good baseball season to make a man feel a little bit younger again. So that part's all well and good. I don't want the alternative for the next handful of years.
No, yeah, let's leave those years behind us. Should be a lot of fun. Looking forward to doing it again. And, of course, we'll continue pregame daily all week leading into opening day, and then we'll be with you all season long on the Braves Radio Network. We got all kinds of great content coming your way. Stay tuned. Make sure you like and subscribe, and we'll do it again tomorrow as we get closer and closer to opening day right here on the Braves Radio Network.
There are so many reasons to love Subaru of Gwinnett. And this April, Subaru of Gwinnett is working hand-in-hand with the community because Subaru loves the earth. From being the largest corporate donor to the National Parks Foundation to planting over 1 million trees, we wrap our arms around the community. It's part of the Subaru Love Promise, our commitment to improving lives in the communities where we live and work. And it's just one reason why Subaru is more than a car company. Visit Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth to learn more about how we're taking action. The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.